Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez. My guest today is Bobby Van Kirk. Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Jorge. How you doing?
Pleasure having you with me. I had your brother, Jimmy Van Kirk, on this program a few weeks ago. And, of course, it was taken in Queechee, where he now lives, and just got married. He had just went through that marriage, a tremendous event. Maybe we can talk about it a little bit later on. But at that time, with the interview, Jimmy had just broken with his partner, the chef, for a restaurant that they established in Woodstock, Vermont, and recognized, and that's the way the program started, that it was a failed partnership, and what happened in that partnership, where they did not put things in writing, did not sit down at the beginning and determine how things were going to be allocated and how each one was going to be giving to the partnership and to the corporation. And Jimmy learned a lot and shared with us that experience. And he said, you ought to talk to Bobby, because he's had a partnership and it's worked pretty well. And so this is where we are. I think in terms of Bobby, I know him even better than Jimmy, because he's a contemporary of my son, Jorge Luis. They studied together. And so we've had a relationship with Pee Wee football and and scuba dive, everything. So we've been gone a long ways. But Bobby is one of the owners of Valija Gitana, a store. How many stores did you have now?
We have 12 stores.
12 stores, and both basically in shopping centers.
Yes.
And one of them is in San Patricio. And we took a short video before the interview of the store, and some words that Bobby, we did in Spanish, we did. So when I post this on my website, it'll be in Spanish, and some of you, you know, every once in a while I speak Spanish, and I've had the show in Spanish and kind of shocked some of my listeners. But the first visual, if it works out, will be in Spanish, and you'll have to forgive us, because sometimes we get carried away and all. But we took a short video of the store in San Patricio, and you see Bobby's image, a good-looking guy,
and see
what the store looks like. And Valija, well, is tell us, it's like clothing?
Yeah, we started as, Valija started 19 years ago, 1993, as a handicrafts and jewelry, very ethnic concept, and started in kiosks. And as it grew, clothing, my partner started buying clothing in the later 90s. And clothing became more important as time went by, and we ended up starting designing our own clothing lines. We started designing our own clothing in 2000, and have really expanded. And now clothing really is the most important part of the of our company. And we really sell women's clothing, which are our own designs, along with jewelry and accessories to match the clothing.
Yeah, you were saying, you know, clothing and sales to women of clothing is at least it moves.
It provides the volume, yeah. Handicrafts, you know, a young girl who was 20, 25, 23, 24 years old doesn't buy a little box or a picture frame that often, but she'll buy a nice top or a nice dress,
or even what you call them hippie old women. Well, that was a term for somebody like me.
Yes,
hippie old man.
Well, no, you're a person. No, I was not a person that needs a hip replacement. It's funny, because when we started, a lot of our customers, and they still are, were women in their late 40s, early 50s, who are now in their 60s and 70s, who lived through the 60s, and they loved our products, which were very ethnic. this looks very much like something we would have had, this lamp that you have here, which is very ethnic.
Moroccan, yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot of decoration in your house here, which is very, very similar to stuff we would have had back in the day. And even though we haven't lost that edge, we realize that, you know, our stores are very limited in real estate. I mean, we have very small stores, and you have to choose. When you choose something like this, it might stay on the store for months and months before you sell it. And you know, if I had bigger stores, I could have different departments. And but when we had to choose, clothing won out, and we started designing our clothing, which was the best decision we did. It was one of our reinventions.
Yeah, I was mentioning that I went through that, or my wife went through that, because she had stores selling lamps and tables and sofas and interior decoration, and it moved slowly because mm-hmm. people were kind of reluctant sometimes to put the investment into something that would last forever. And yet, you know, she got into some clothing. She got another partnership with a person from Russia, and he had clothes, and she realized how well clothes yeah. sells. So it is interesting.
It's usually a worse markup, but a much higher volume, so you have a higher turnover of your inventory, which is very important in retail.
Now, tell me, you know, when you got involved in Varija Gitana, and what was the partnership situation at that time?
Well, it's a very interesting story. My my partner started the business with. When she was very young, she was 22 years old, I think. And they had started with a friend in college, making jewelry and selling it in little traveling shows. And during one of those shows, she met a person who taught her she can buy some stuff in New York, and you know, opened her eyes to a few things. And then when they came to Puerto Rico on vacation, I mean, she had no idea. She studied, you know, psychology, and she studied other things, and never thought she was going to be a businesswoman.
But she did the jewelry herself.
Yeah,
initially,
they would do it for fun and to make a little money and as a creative outlet. My partner has great taste. She's very, very creative and has great taste. So she did this with a friend of hers back in college. And when they came to Puerto Rico, the opportunity came up to open a place in a temporary location that Plaza Las Americas had, where the old Velasco store was.
Right.
And the opportunity came up. Somebody told him, "Hey, I know you guys have done some jewelry, and you found out where to get some jewelry, and there's this opportunity. Why don't you guys try it?" And they gave it a try. And next thing you know, it was the most successful operation in that area. What happened was Plaza had a big store that closed, Velasco, and while they got another big tenant for this huge space, they opened up an area called La Feria de Plaza, where they gave the opportunity to small right. merchants to try, and that's where Varija Gitana started. They came up with a name which literally means gypsy suitcase. So the concept in the beginning was very, very ethnic. It was, handicrafts and incense and jewelry, but very ethnic. Right. Nothing that you, yeah. And this is, before you didn't see this, and this is why a lot of these old hipsters, old hippie ladies loved the concept, because they, you know, it reminded them of the stuff, the Indian stuff that they liked back in the day. So that's how Varija started. She started with these two partners. It was her friend and another male friend of theirs. They started in 93, and then little by little, she kind of became the most important person in the operation, and she was able to buy out the other two partners, which weren't contributing as much and weren't as involved, and then she kept going on her own. By this time, I was
well, before we go to the next step, let's take a pause, and we'll be right back. I'm with Bobby Van Kirk of Varija Gitana, one of the owners, and we'll see what his role is in Bahia Gitana when we come back.